We've spoken about Pogo Pulse before. It's a fitness program, the whole idea to get school students involved, and it was actually created here in the Riverland. As you'd expect, students have bounced into this program with a lot of enthusiasm, both here and overseas as well, and now they're attempting a world record. Barton Williams is a former Riverlander and founder of Pogo Pulse. He's in London at the moment. Bart, good morning.
Good morning.
We've spoken about this a couple of times, but just a quick refresher for us. Where did this idea for pogos in school come from?
Well, the original story, it actually came from me sitting on the banks of Paringa with some locals, the Yates boys, sharing an idea of, well, how can we jump in the air but not have to carry a trampoline around? Because this is the era of when the big round trampolines hit the market. And then we found on a high-powered pogo stick. So that's where it actually started. You can blame those Yates boys. They they inspired me and motivated me to go, yeah, buy high-powered pogo. So that's what happened.
How did the shift into schools come from for you?
The kids used to see me on the weekends doing, you know, crazy stuff and jumping on pogos. And I guess what happened is when I moved to Sydney, I worked a lot with boys, particularly boys, that struggled to be engaged in education. I remember speaking to a lot of principals and head teachers, and they were saying, look, we need a fitness program that really ties the kids. And then that's how I got into pogo, and I actually experimented by bringing in pogos to the school.
Got a couple of Riverland schools involved to go for a world record now. This is huge.
It is huge. It's a nice sort of bookend of the story because it started in the Riverland with me jumping on a pogo, and we've got lots of kids in the Riverland now jumping on pogos, and to get them involved in a Guinness World Record attempt is massive.
So what is the record that you're going for?
It's the most number of pogo jumpers across multiple venues. It's 251 is the current world record.
Wow. Okay. And you reckon you can beat that?
I am determined to beat it, and that's why we need to get more Riverland schools on board and get those PE teachers getting their kids jumping so we can get more and more kids jumping and we can smash this record. I don't want to just beat it. I want to beat it by a lot.
Do they have to do it for a certain length of time, or do they just have to keep jumping until we say stop?
Good question, Matt. So the Guinness World Record have said that they have to be able to jump for at least 30 seconds. They prefer to a minute, but 30 seconds is the time that is actually allocated. But a minute's what we're sort of, you know, aiming for. Anything between 30 seconds and a minute shows that, you know, you've definitely got kids that can ride a pogo stick.